Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are getting into a really critical topic, outsourcing B2B email marketing.
It's a big one.
It is. I mean, look, we all know email is a must-have for nurturing leads, for building loyalty. But the second you step into the B2B world, the business-to-business space, things just get way more complex.
They really do.
It's so time-consuming, it's incredibly specialized, and the strategy is just, well, fundamentally different than selling to a regular consumer.
It's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dealing with another organization, success isn't about a catchy subject line and a flash sale. It's all about precision.
Precision. How so?
It's about hyper-personalization, surgically targeted lists, and strategies that are genuinely driven by deep data. You're not just trying to make a quick sale.
No.
You are laying the foundation for these long-term, high-value partnerships.
Mm.
And these are companies that are, you know, hard to reach in the first place.
Exactly. And trying to find the internal resources to build that kind of strategy and then execute it perfectly and then do all the analysis, it feels, well, almost impossible for a busy in-house team.
It's a huge ask.
So our mission for you today is to unpack all the source material we've gathered. We're going to give you a shortcut to understanding when outsourcing really makes sense, how to pick a partner you can actually trust, and what those five essential steps are for any successful B2B email strategy.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so before we even get to outsourcing, we have to talk about this fundamental divide. If B2B and B2C both use email, why can't we just take a good B2C strategy and, you know, apply it to a business audience?
And that is the absolute core of the issue. The source material is very clear on this. The mindset and the skills you need are completely different.
Okay.
A B2C strategy is all about the consumer. It's often targeting an emotional connection to drive, you know, immediate action. Think quick engagement, very visual content, impulse buys.
Right. If I'm selling sneakers, I want you to click and buy right now.
Precisely. B2B, on the other hand, is targeting a professional entity. The sales cycles are so much longer, and the decision often involves
multiple people.
Exactly. Multiple stakeholders, not just one person. So the goal of that B2B email isn't a quick purchase. It's building trust.
Building trust.
Yeah. Every single email has to show real, verifiable value over time. It needs to help that prospect solve a real, often complex, professional problem. The content has to be informative, professional, and just super tailored to their job or their industry.
So if a partner comes in with that B2C mindset, you know, bright colors, emotional language, and you're trying to sell, say, specialized industrial machinery,
it's not just ineffective.
It actually hurts your credibility.
It totally undermines it. It's a huge risk. If your partner doesn't get the long-term, high-value game of B2B, they're going to miss the mark on messaging, on tone, on design, on everything.
Hmm.
That specialization is just non-negotiable.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So with that difference clear, let's build the business case. What are the really compelling reasons, the tangible benefits for a company to outsource this?
Well, the material points to five main gains, mostly around efficiency and capability. The first one is filling those critical skill gaps.
Skill gaps?
Yeah. A lot of businesses just don't have a full-time, high-level email strategist on staff. Outsourcing stops you from making that common mistake of just, you know, handing it to an internal generalist.
The delegated to the least busy person problem.
Exactly. So that's one. But the second benefit is often listed as reducing costs, which can seem counterintuitive.
Right, because agencies can be expensive. So how does that work?
It's about the total cost. I mean, hiring a senior specialized person full-time comes with huge overhead. You've got salary, benefits, office space, training. Outsourcing cuts all of that.
So it turns a fixed cost into a variable one.
You got it. And number three is simply saving time. This stuff, campaign creation, segmentation testing, optimizing, it's a massive time sink. Handing it off lets your internal team focus on the core business.
And I'm guessing the agency brings better tools to the table too.
Yes, and that's the fourth gain, access to superior data-driven insights. Agencies live this stuff. They have advanced analytics tools. They're constantly watching industry trends. You get to stay ahead of the curve without having to invest in all that software and research yourself.
And the last one, which feels crucial for any company that's growing fast, is scalability.
Absolutely. B2B growth can be, you know, lumpy. You might have a huge launch one quarter and then a quieter period. Outsourcing lets you scale your efforts up or down instantly to match what you need.
That kind of flexibility is a huge advantage. So what are the triggers? What are those clear warning signs that tell a marketing director, okay, it's time to look for outside help?
The sources point to a few really specific red flags. First, If you're seeing low engagement and your leads are just stagnant, you know, your emails are going out, but nothing's happening.
They're not moving down the funnel.
Not at all. Second is intense pressure to get a quick, measurable ROI. An internal team often just doesn't have the setup to deliver that fast.
And I imagine automation plays a role here.
It does. A real need to automate complex, repetitive tasks is a huge trigger. If your team is still managing lists by hand or sending emails randomly, you're just bleeding efficiency. And finally, and maybe most importantly, rapid growth that demands more sophisticated marketing support.
Your marketing needs to keep up with your sales.
And often, only an agency can provide that scale immediately.
That's a great transition point. So let's say you've made the decision, the market is just flooded with agencies. How do you, the listener, actually vet them? What are the absolute non-negotiables?
Okay, so number one, we've already hit on it, but it's crucial. B2B specialization. They have to be fluent in selling complex, high-value things to other businesses, period.
So that filters out the generalists. But even within that specialized group, how do you tell who's actually competent?
That's criteria number two.
Yeah.
Demonstrable industry experience.
Yeah.
You have to find a firm with a real track record in your specific industry. This isn't just about knowing the buzzwords.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding things like regulatory compliance, GDPR, data handling, all these complex risks that a B2C agency might just completely miss. You have to ask about past projects and get real, measurable results.
That's a great point. Compliance is so much higher stakes in B2B.
It is. Okay. Mm. Criterion three is a real commitment to innovation. The marketing landscape, especially with AI, is changing so fast. Your partner has to be using advanced tools, adapting their strategies. Ask them how they use AI.
Not just for writing copy.
No, not at all. Mm. For things like predictive lead scoring, for behavioral analysis, for finding the highest potential accounts to target first, they should be predicting outcomes, not just automating sends.
Right. And what's number four?
A proven workflow. B2B email requires a super clear, reliable process for everything. Segmentation, A/B testing, reporting. If they can't walk you through their step-by-step process with total clarity, they're probably just guessing.
There should be no winging it.
Zero winging it. And finally, number five, and this is a bit of a bonus, look for a partner that offers additional marketing services.
Oh, interesting. Why?
Well, even if you only need email right now, a partner who can also handle your social media or your paid ads can keep your brand voice and your strategy unified across every single channel.
Okay, now let's flip that. What are the big red flags? The signs that should make you just walk away immediately?
The first one is simple, but people miss it. Poor communication. If they're slow to respond, don't have a clear point of contact, you know, that friction is just going to kill the whole campaign.
And with all the sensitive data involved, security has to be huge.
It's paramount. That's red flag number two. Inadequate security measures. If they can't clearly explain their safeguards against data breaches or phishing, they're an unacceptable risk to your business.
And then there's the sales pitch itself.
Yes. Red flag three, overpromising results. You have to be really wary of anyone who promises like 100% revenue increase in the first month without even looking at your data.
Right.
Push them on the strategy behind that promise. If it's vague, they're just selling you snake oil.
And the last one is probably the most obvious.
It is a general lack of transparency. Vague contracts, confusing pricing, being cagey about their process. It all points to hidden costs and problems down the road. You need total clarity for trust.
That sets up the operational side perfectly. So once you've picked that transparent, specialized partner, what does the collaboration actually look like? Walk us through that five-step workflow for a successful strategy.
Okay, so this process moves from big picture strategy all the way to constant fine-tuning. Step one is where the client and agency work together the most. Define goals and strategic KPIs.
And we're not just talking about open rates here.
No, we have to move way beyond that. The partner needs to set measurable goals tied to actual business outcomes. Things like lead to opportunity conversion rates or shortening the sales cycle or driving traffic from really qualified leads.
So focusing on the health of the sales pipeline, not just what's happening in the inbox.
Exactly. Then step two is identify target groups and segment lists.
Mm.
The client brings the deep audience knowledge, you know, who the decision makers are, what they care about. The partner then uses their tools to segment that list based on demographics, behavior, industry, where they are in the buying journey.
So you're making sure the right message gets to the right person.
To the exact right person.
Yeah.
Which brings us to step three, create copy and content. The copywriters have to craft a message that matches that professional brand voice and builds credibility. This means concise, compelling subject lines and really value-driven content.
And what about the look and feel of it?
That's step four. Design the template. This is so important for avoiding that instant delete. The templates need to be intuitive, on-brand, accessible, and crucially, mobile-optimized. Decision makers are always checking email on their phones.
And the final step is the one that never really ends, right?
You got it. Step five is send and continuous campaign optimization. The work really just begins after you hit send. The partner has to be constantly testing, measuring performance against those KPIs, and optimizing.
Maybe testing everything.
Everything. Subject lines, calls to action, even the length of the content to find the exact formula that gets the best result for the business.
That continuous optimization really is the core advantage. Okay, so with what, something like 376 billion emails sent every day, B2B has to be so tactical. What are the top three best practices a great partner should be doing to make their clients stand out?
Okay, they have to be focused on intelligent execution. Best practice number one, automate. Strategically, not arbitrarily.
What does that mean?
It means using AI and automation for things like scheduling, finding behavioral patterns, and personalizing send times. But a human has to oversee it to make sure the content still feels authentic and have that personal touch you need for B2B.
Right. If it sounds like a bot, a human is going to delete it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Best practice number two, hyper-personalize everything.
Oh.
We are so far beyond just using a first name.
I hope so.
True personalization means custom templates, tailored recommendations based on what a prospect has done, content that's relevant to their specific buying stage. And the data on this is just too big to ignore.
What does it say?
Personalized promotional emails get a 29% higher open rate and a staggering 41% higher click rate.
Wow. Okay. That's a huge difference.
That's a massive gap in effectiveness. And number three is optimize send times rigorously. Just sending emails randomly is a killer. The partner has to analyze past data to figure out the best timing for that specific audience. The best tools will even recommend and optimize this automatically.
It's that level of detail that really makes the difference. I know we have the real-world example of Scopic's quarterly newsletter. The campaign leader there laid out 8 tactical tips that made it successful. Let's dig into those.
Yeah, these are great practical guidelines. First, they made sure the tone of voice was aligned friendly but still formal, which you need for decision makers. Second, they used a consistent branded design for the whole series. Third, engaging and concise subject lines. They kept them really tight, around 40 characters.
Short, impactful.
Fourth, they used the pre-header text to sort of hint at the value inside to draw the reader in. Fifth, they followed a really structured format for the whole series so the audience knew what to expect.
And what about the content itself?
Sixth, they kept the content clear, concise, and value-driven. Super easy to digest, even if the topic was complex. No one has time for long, rambling text. And seventh, and I think this is so smart for B2B, they added calls to action, or CTAs, after each section.
Okay, why is that so important? After every section, couldn't that feel a little pushy?
You would think so, but it's about how B2B buyers consume information. A newsletter might have a case study, a blog post, and a service update. A busy CEO might only care about one of those things.
Ah.
So by putting a relevant CTA after each part, you let them click straight to the value they want without having to scroll all the way to the bottom. It just creates more opportunities for them to engage.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was their final tip on timing?
Eighth, the precise send time. They scheduled for weekdays, but they avoided Mondays because inboxes are just a disaster zone.
And Fridays.
And Fridays, when people are checked out. Late mornings around 11 a.m. tended to get the highest engagement right after that first morning rush.
So after all of that, what does this really mean for you, the listener? Our deep dive basically confirms that great B2B email isn't just about good copy. It demands a really sophisticated data-driven strategy, surgical segmentation, hyper-personalization, and maybe most of all, just constant rigorous optimization.
It's a lot.
And outsourcing gives you that expertise on day one, and it frees up your team to focus on what they do best.
You know, if we pull back for a second, all the different pieces we've talked about, the content, the value, the channel, the messaging, they all fit together under a classic marketing framework. We've really been talking about the 4 P's of email marketing.
That's a perfect way to tie this all together.
Yeah. So those 4 P's are product, which in this case is the actual content you're sharing, price, which is the value it offers the reader, not a dollar amount, place, which is the email channel itself, and promotion, which is the messaging that gets the prospect to actually take action.
That framework really helps simplify a complex process.
It does. So here's a final thought for you to think about as you plan your next move. If you do decide to outsource your B2B email, which of those 4Ps product, price, place, or promotion do you feel you still have the most control over internally? And how does that internal control work together with the specialized expertise of your external partner?
A fascinating balance to strike. Thanks for diving in with us today.